This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal judge blocked President Trump's administration from deploying the National Guard to Portland, Oregon, until at least Friday, saying she found no credible evidence that protests in the city grew out of control before the president federalized the troops earlier this fall. The city and state sued in September to block the deployment. And the government shutdown could become the longest in U.S. history this week. Federal workers, including air traffic controllers, are set to miss additional paychecks. There's also uncertainty over whether 42 million Americans who receive federal food aid will be able to access that assistance. Senate Democrats have voted 13 times against reopening the government, insisting they need Trump and Republicans to negotiate with them first. The bodies of dozens of Palestinians have been returned after Hamas handed over the remains of soldiers. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
Health officials in Gaza say Israel has handed over the bodies of 45 Palestinians. Nasser Hospital in the Palestinian territory adding it had received the bodies on Monday morning. This comes a day after Hamas returned to Israel the remains of three soldiers who were taken hostage in the October 7, 2023 attack that triggered the war. The exchange marks another step forward for the tenuous U.S. brokered ceasefire. Since the truce started on October 10, Palestinian militants have released the remains of 20 hostages, with 8 bodies still in Israel. Health officials in Gaza have struggled to identify bodies without access to DNA kits. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Kimberly Clark is buying Tylenol maker Kenvue in a cash and stock deal worth about $48.7 billion. The deal is expected to close in the second half of next year. This is AP News. The Dodgers prevail in baseball's first World Series Game 7 since 2019 to win their ninth championship.
For a second straight season, the Los Angeles Dodgers are World Series champions. LA manager Dave Roberts.
Really proud of our team, our guys, the way we fought, and we've done something that hasn't been done in decades.
Will Smith hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the 11th inning, and LA beat the Blue Jays 5-4 in Game 7 of the World Series in Toronto. Yoshinobu Yamamoto tossed 2 2/3 scoreless to pick up the win and was named World Series MVP. LA's Miguel Rojas hit a tying solo homer in the 9th. LA is the first team since the Yankees in 1999 and 2000 to win back-to-back titles. Toronto fell short of its first title in 32 years. Jays manager John Schneider.
7 games, 2 of them go to extras. I thought we played great baseball.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The U.S. Defense Secretary and South Korea's Defense Minister received a briefing from military officials at Observation Post Wehlet, a site near the military demarcation line that past American presidents, including Donald Trump during his first term in 2019, had visited to peer across the border into North Korea and meet with American soldiers. They also visited the Panmunjom border village, where an armistice was signed to pause the 1950-53 Korean War. Hegseth did not mention North Korea, which has ignored Washington and Seoul's calls for dialogue in recent years, while accelerating the expansion of its nuclear weapons and missile program. Hegseth is visiting U.S. ally South Korea for security talks. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Food banks around the country are seeing increased demand as people look to replace federal food benefits that were cut off. Joseph Rettler volunteers at a church food pantry in the Bronx.
It's real bad now. It's so much people, it goes all the way around the block.
The Department of Agriculture, which manages SNAP, planned to withhold payments starting Saturday until two federal judges ordered them to use contingency funds to cover the program. It's unclear when the beneficiary cards will be reloaded. The safety net serves more than 12% of Americans, around 42 million people, at a church food giveaway in Louisville, Kentucky. 74-year-old James Jackson says lawmakers should try harder to understand the challenges of poverty and food insecurity.
SNAP should not be about politics when we got to feed the people.
I'm Jennifer King.
The twin crises at the heart of the government shutdown fight in Washington coming to a head. The federal food assistance program facing delays and uncertainty. Meanwhile, millions of Americans are set to see a dramatic rise in health insurance bills. The Trump administration's plans to freeze payments to SNAP food benefits have been halted by federal judges. But a delay in payouts will still likely leave millions of people short on grocery bills, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on Thursday.
This weekend, Americans face a health care crisis unprecedented in modern times.
The shutdown, the second longest in history, entered its second month Saturday. I'm Julie Walker.
The Department of Agriculture has been ordered to continue funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, during the government shutdown, using contingency funds that the Trump administration said could not be used. That's the nearly simultaneous ruling from two separate federal judges in Boston and Providence, Rhode Island. The program serves about 1 in 8 Americans, and word that benefits would lapse on November 1st has states and charities scrambling. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro applauded the decisions at a news conference at a Philadelphia area food bank.
The judge in our case ruled that the Trump administration must turn the spigot on and must release these SNAP dollars. That's an important win.
The governor says it's unclear how quickly benefits will return.
It's going to take about 10 days for them to be able to get those dollars flowing to SNAP recipients again.
In Boston, a coalition of state-level officials took the administration to court, and the judge deemed the suspension unlawful. Cities and nonprofits won their case in Providence, where Judge John McConnell also ruled that previous work requirement waivers must continue to be honored. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the contingency funds won't cover the cost of the program for long. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. District Judge Colleen Keller-Cotelli ruled the Proof of Citizenship Directive is an unconstitutional violation of the separation of powers. She also says the Constitution assigns responsibility for election regulation to the states and to Congress, and that the president does not have the authority to direct such changes. The administration and its allies have argued that such a mandate is necessary to restore public confidence in U.S. elections. The White House has issued a statement saying President Trump has exercised his lawful authority to ensure only American citizens are casting ballots in American elections. We expect to be vindicated by a higher court. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Pentagon has rolled out a new policy that will severely undercut the ability for transgender troops who have been banned from the armed services by the Trump administration to turn to boards of their peers to argue for their right to stay in the military. A memo to all services says that if military separation boards decide to allow transgender service members to remain in uniform, commanders can override that decision. That breaks with longstanding policy that boards act independently. It's the Pentagon's latest step to drive transgender troops out of the armed forces following an executive order from President Donald Trump. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump is declining to clarify if the U.S. will conduct tests of its nuclear weapons. It's been more than 30 years since the last U.S. test of a nuclear weapon. The president seemed to suggest it could happen soon in a social media post.
You'll find out very soon, but we're going to do some testing, yeah.
On Air Force One, the president wouldn't elaborate when asked if he means to resume underground nuclear detonation tests.
Other countries doing. If they're going to do it, we're going to do it.
Can't clarify whether you will resume.
I'm not going to say that.
The president has talked about resuming nuclear warhead tests on an equal basis with Russia and China, but their last known tests were in the 1990s. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth seemed to indicate to reporters the intent was to test warheads when he said resuming testing would be pretty responsible. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Supermodel turned TV personality Heidi Klum is known for her over-the-top Halloween costumes and annual party. This year, she went as Medusa.
Medusa is such an iconic, scary, scary woman. She started out being beautiful, but then she got punished and, you know, made really, really ugly. And I don't know, I love the whole story about Medusa and what she looked like with all the snakes. She looks really scary.
Transforming herself into the Greek myth in which a goddess turns a beautiful woman into a monster with serpents for hair.
10 hours we've been in hair and makeup. Yeah. But for me it's all worth it because I love Halloween more than anything. You know, it's so fun to see everyone dress up.
In keeping with the myth, her husband, musician Tom Cowlitz, dressed as a man turned to stone. Julie Walker, New York.
YouTube TV viewers have lost access to Disney channels, including ABC and ESPN, after contract talks broke down. Other channels like the Disney Channel, FX, and Nat Geo have already disappeared. YouTube TV announced Thursday that Disney followed through on a threat to suspend its content during negotiations. YouTube claims Disney used the blackout threat to push for higher prices, benefiting its own streaming services. YouTube TV expressed disappointment and urged Disney to work towards a fair agreement. Subscribers will receive a $20 credit if Disney content remains unavailable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, and this is the AP Markets Report. A strong profit report from Amazon was the catalyst on Wall Street today. The index is finished higher to close out the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 40 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite gained 143 points. Amazon's sheer size of roughly $2.4 trillion means its stock movements carry more weight on the S&P 500 than almost any other companies. Without it, the S&P 500 would have been down for the day. Apple stock swung between modest gains and losses throughout the day before finishing with a dip of close to 0.5%. Online message board Reddit jumped 7.5% to erase losses from earlier in the week. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Josh Allen totaled 3 touchdowns, and the Bills held off Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs for a 28-21 win in an AFC Championship rematch.
Anytime you get a chance to play, you know, the best, and you can come away with a victory, you're going to be feeling pretty good.
The Patriots and Broncos matched the Colts with their league-leading 7th victories. Jacksonville's Cam Little kicked an NFL record 68-yard field goal, and Texans QB CJ Stroud suffered a concussion against Denver. College football, Auburn fired coach Hugh Freeze after a 4-5 start. Then number 8 Georgia Tech and number 9 Vanderbilt were upset on Saturday. Ohio State remains number 1 for a 10th straight week, and Notre Dame returned to the top 10 in the AP Top 25. Kyle Larson won his 2nd NASCAR championship, and Kenya's Helen O'Beery and Benson Kipruto were the women's and men's winners respectively in the New York City Marathon. Jaden Daniels left Washington's game against Seattle with an injury to his left non-throwing arm. Daniels' arm bent gruesomely while he was being tackled near the goal line in the 4th quarter. The Commanders trailed 38-7 at the time, raising questions about why Daniels was still in the game. Washington coach Dan Quinn explains,
"The hindsight, you don't want to think that way where, you know, an injury could take place. You know, obviously we're more conservative in that spot."
It was yet another injury for the second-year quarterback in a season that has quickly spiraled for 3-6 Washington. Daniels had just come back from a hamstring injury that caused him to miss the previous game at Kansas City. He had also missed 2 games earlier this season with a knee injury. Notre Dame's return to the top of the college football mountain seemed unlikely after back-to-back losses to open the season. Ever since, the Fighting Irish are unbeaten behind freshman quarterback CJ Carr.
"We had a really good team last year, really good players, and we feel like we have the same talent, if not better, this year, and our ceiling's really high, and we're just trying to, you know, continue to elevate each week."
Coach Marcus Freeman's team has won 6 straight games to put themselves in position to compete for another title after falling to Ohio State in last year's College Football Playoff National Championship.
"As you move farther in the month of November, everything is magnified, and we got to continue to play cleaner, execute at a higher level."
The then 12th-ranked Fighting Irish defeated Boston College 25-10 on Saturday. For the first time, the top 12 teams in the CFP rankings will square off for a shot at this season's title. The Baltimore Ravens have been fined $100,000 by the NFL for incorrectly listing star quarterback Lamar Jackson as a full participant in practice on October 24th. A week earlier, Baltimore listed Jackson as a full participant and said he was questionable against Chicago. Then a day later, the Ravens ruled out the 2-time MVP and said he'd actually been limited in practice the previous day. Baltimore said the reason for the mix-up was that he had participated but wasn't taking starter reps, making him limited according to league policy. The Miami Dolphins and Chris Greer have agreed to part ways, ending his 10-year tenure as general manager. The decision comes after Miami fell to 2-7 on the season following Thursday night's 28-6 rout against Baltimore. During Greer's tenure, the Dolphins recorded 5 winning seasons and 3 playoff appearances but failed to win a postseason game. Miami's 25-year playoff win drought remains the longest active streak in the NFL. Champ Kelly will be Miami's interim general manager for the rest of the season. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The ceasefire in Gaza is holding. Red Cross vehicles carried the remains of 3 additional hostages to Israel, which says they will be examined by forensic experts. In a statement, Hamas said the remains were found Sunday in a tunnel in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the resignation Friday of Israel's top military prosecutor after she admitted she was responsible for leaking a video showing soldiers brutally assaulting a Palestinian detainee at a notorious military detention center. Netanyahu characterizes the fallout from the incident at Sidat Timan as a public relations attack and called for an investigation. Many released Palestinian detainees report frequent beatings by guards and being held for months without charges. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.